Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Humble at your service. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We try to have fun here too, folks, on the show as best we can. And my attitude is, if we can't have fun, let's just forget about it. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because somebody who else who likes to have fun, believe it or not, we try to make sure that we have some fun with Howard Ruff when he joins us. Howard, as you know, is the legendary financial publisher. He's the guy who founded the Ruff Times, which has been followed by hundreds of thousands of people over the last several decades. He's the author of over a half dozen books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including Safely Prosperous or Really Rich, and also How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century, which is a play on his first book, as I remember. And he's here to talk to us about the economy in general and gold in particular. Howard Ruff, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Incidentally, your comments on being humble, I'll never forget when I thought I was becoming humble, and it felt terrible, and then one day I realized I was coming down with a flu.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Howard, let's talk about the economy in general just for a few minutes. I want to get your thoughts on where we are right now. We seem to be in, and I've been telling my audience that we are in a marathon recovery, and meaning that also meaning that it's kind of a fragile recovery, and so I'd like to get your thoughts from a United States and a global perspective. What do you think about the economy and the recovery so far?
Well, the recovery is going to be very deceptive, and I don't believe it's going to be a real recovery because they're not doing the things that would cause jobs. The only thing that's going to give us a real recovery is if a business, particularly small business, starts producing jobs. And now we're going to raise their tax rates, and the small business owners are going to get clobbered, and they're not going to be hiring people. They're going to be saving their money. And then they're also creating legislation which makes it very difficult for them to borrow.
Yeah.
It's difficult for the banks to want to loan them any money. That's the small community banks, which are the ones they deal with. We have to remember that during the Depression of the 30s, there were three apparent recoveries, and they turned out to be deceptive. They were just bumps in the road. And I think that's happening now, and it's going to continue to happen as long as the political environment remains the same.
And what a lot of people need to remember, to tag on to what you just said, is the main reasons why those recoveries weren't sustained is because of political policy.
You bet, and it all boils down to political policy. And now we don't have the usual political policy. We have something much worse. We have a bunch of ideologues in command of the economy right now. And did you realize that of all of the White House staff and all of the czars, so forth, there's not one that's ever run a business?
Ever made a payroll.
Not one that ever made a payroll. And consequently, they have no idea what to do. There's great incompetence, and what's more, they're ideologues, and they're ideologues who believe that government is the solution to every problem, so they're expanding the cost of government,
yep.
Expanding spending for the government, and totally neglecting.
So you're not hopeful about the current recovery that we're in?
Well, I'm hopeful, yeah.
I mean, but you're not confident, I guess I should say, you're not confident that we're going to be able to sustain this?
No, but I'd love to be happily surprised.
You'd like to be wrong. This is one time when I hope you're wrong, Howard. But you know, wasn't it interesting how President Obama was rebuffed at the G20 meeting in Toronto recently, and the Europeans actually showed some grit and said, you know, we need to buckle down and live within our means. And he tried to sell something else, and he was rebuffed.
Well, he was, and what's more, when the European heads of state talked about cutting spending and getting responsible, I said, that's a bunch of crapola. And what's happened is that if they really tried to cut spending and consumer spending and the short work week and the free the vacations that they are able to take and so forth, there's going to be rioting in the streets.
Well, they've already been doing that in some countries where they tried to extend their retirement age from 60 to 62. The people came unhinged over there. So,
yeah, that's what happened in Greece and Spain and Portugal. And consequently, the Europeans have a bigger problem than that, and it's demographic.
Yeah, that's we will talk about that another time. Hold on to that thought, Howard. We're going to come back, folks. When we do, I'm going to get Howard to talk to us about what he thinks about gold. Is there a bubble in gold? 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.